Welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 3:9-15. John chapter 3, verse 9 to 15. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. My theme for reflection is the transformative power of believing in Jesus. The transformative power of believing in Jesus. In John 3:9-15, Nicodemus struggles to understand the concept of spiritual rebirth. Jesus explains that this rebirth is essential for entering the kingdom of God and uses the analogy of Moses lifting the bronze serpent in the wilderness to foretell his own crucifixion. Through this, Jesus emphasizes the necessity of faith in him for eternal life. My dear friends, this passage reminds us of the transformative power of believing in Jesus. Just as the Israelites were healed by looking at the bronze serpent, we find healing and eternal life by looking to Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. This faith is not merely intellectual assent, but a deep, transformative trust that changes how we live and perceive the world. Today, many seek meaning and purpose in various places, often turning to temporary solutions for deep spiritual needs. Jesus Christ calls us to lift our eyes to him, to find in him the ultimate source of life and healing. This means embracing his teachings, allowing his spirit to renew our hearts, and living out our faith in tangible ways. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of your life need to be transformed by truly believing in Jesus and his sacrifice? Reflect on parts of your life where you might be seeking temporary solutions instead of turning to Jesus for true healing and transformation. Number two, how can you actively lift your eyes to Jesus in your daily life, especially during times of difficulty or doubt? Consider practical ways to focus on Jesus and his teachings, such as prayer, scripture reading, and community support, to strengthen your faith and find peace in him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the profound truth revealed in John 3:9-15. Help us to understand and embrace the transformative power of believing in Jesus. Guide us to lift our eyes to him, especially in times of struggle and doubt, finding in him the source of true life and healing. May our faith be deep and genuine, impacting every area of our lives and reflecting your love to those around us. Strengthen us through your Spirit to live out our faith boldly and faithfully. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.